Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 29. In the passage, again, it's from 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, and it reads, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies." We are hard pressed. In this life, the Bible says that we are hard pressed. The devil tries to convince my flesh that I am the only one who suffers hardship. And as a Christian, though, it is a given that we will experience trouble. There are people all over the world who are experiencing what I am experiencing and worse. And there are people all over the world who are experiencing what I am experiencing and worse, who are not eating over it. Neither are they drinking over it or drugging over it. In 1 Thessalonians 3:4, it says, "For when we were with you," this is Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica, "When we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass." 1 Peter 4:12, Peter writes, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you." And so I pray that the Lord will help me to remember that I am not alone, and what I'm going through is not unusual. In secular recovery, they call it terminal uniqueness. I am not unique. And I have a prayer that says, "Father, please convict me when I am starting once again to whine and complain about my circumstances. I pray to grow up, and I pray to remember that I am a member of the body of Christ. Relieve me of this obsessive self-love and the need to have steady and abundant comfort." And I pray this in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, whenever I ask the Lord to convict me, He does it. I've often shared that in our household now, there are 9 of us and 3 generations of us. And so we have duties to do. And sometimes it's not always fun for me. I definitely don't like it when it's my day to do dishes. And I can get my little self into a snitch if the person who had the day before me didn't really do the job that I thought they should have done. And so yesterday I hurt my little mouth. I'm on the phone. Here I had a wonderful day. I had a day of Bible study in the morning, and I had church at night. And here I am on the phone. It's like I had this amnesia, whining to my husband because he's out of town. And I had to do I had 3 loads of dishes I had to do in the dishwasher. 3 times I had to load and unload. And then I thought to myself, whoa, how are you sounding here, you know? Hard-pressed. You would think that, you know, I was in the middle of, you know, some calamity. And I had to, God help me to check myself. So I'm hard-pressed, but believe me, it's nothing compared to what people all over the world are going through. And what people did, people went through, the Bible says this in Hebrews 11:37, they were stoned, they were sawed in 2, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. So please, Lord, help me to grow up. And Paul says, we are hard-pressed, but not crushed. The devil would love for me to sit down and shut up. God reminds me that God is training me to be strong because there is so much work to be done. He's given me his spirit so that I can compete with horses. I love one of the verses I quote a lot is from Jeremiah 12:5. And those of you who are on the same reading schedule that I am know that we are in Jeremiah. But back in Jeremiah 12, Jeremiah, oh my goodness, he had to deal with a lot of hard-headed people. They do not want to listen to what God has told them to tell him. But Jeremiah starts complaining about things. And God says to Jeremiah, if you have raced with men on foot, and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? And if you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? He has given me his spirit so that I can compete with horses. So why would I listen to my flesh and begin to sing the woe is me song again? Compared to the majority of Christians in the world, when I have a luxury problems. So the verse says that I am struck down, but not destroyed. And before that it says that I am persecuted, but not abandoned. I'm not abandoned because the Holy Spirit now lives within me. I'm never without the Holy Spirit. And I pray that God will help me to keep asking to let the Holy Spirit fill me up to overflowing. I am powerless in my flesh, but thank God I know today that I'm not my flesh. I have been redeemed. And so it says that I am persecuted, but not abandoned. I'm struck down, but I am not destroyed. Not destroyed. There's a contemporary Christian song by Toby Mac called Get Back Up. You might want to YouTube it. And it says, we lose our way, we get back up again. It's never too late to get back up again. One day you're going to shine again. You may be knocked down, but not out forever. This is what I say to those of you who are struggling with the food. Get back up again. Take that attitude. Take your stubbornness and really get in the face of the devil and tell him you have a no-quit attitude, that you are not going to stop trying. You may be knocked down, but you're not out forever. In Psalm 37:24, it says, if the Lord delights in a man, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I'm not going to be down forever. I want to please the Lord. I don't want the greatest thing in my day to be what I'm going to have for dinner. I want the Lord to open my eyes to how richly he has gifted me and to flood me with compassion to share this gift with others in need. It's not about me getting abstinent and going on about my business. There are Christians who need to know what God has taught me about my food. So I always carry around the death of Jesus in my body. Jesus died to show me how much he loved me. And so I pray to do that for others. I pray to give my mind and heart to the Lord again and again, to take to heart what it says in Romans 12:2, to not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.